Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you and about you, those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now to live that life that you love with those you love doing what you love. And most importantly, it's about creating a ripple effect through the lives of others, because as you're blessed financially, you can do the same. Guys, thank you for allowing me to create that ripple effect for you. Thank you for binging, sharing, and actually taking action on the things that you learned from this show today. So thank you so much. Also, as a reminder, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Money Ripples with Chris Miles page. Subscribe there, especially some of these videos, we have things to show you. If you want to see it, or you want to be able to put me on a little fast forward, that works great too. Also, if you've got questions, you can always reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and at discount, be able to turn around and sell them or rent them to create profits. And they do this in crowdsourcing all your monies together. And as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you're allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/moneyripples. That's prereo.com/moneyripples. Check them out. All right, guys. So I want to talk about a question that comes up over and over and over, right? From so many of you. Many of you guys will ask, like, hey, Chris, what do you think about 529 plans? Is this what I should be doing for college savings? Are there better options? And so on and so forth, right? So I want to address this. I want to talk about how 529 plans can work for in your favor and what other options are out there that could even be better than a 529 plan. So those of you that you know more or less about 529 plans, simply they are meant for college savings only, right? These plans are invested in the stock market. You do not get to pick which funds these go into. These are based on the age of the child. So they're done in the name of the age of the child, but you do control the money. So it's not like they have control when they turn 18. It's all under your control. They can't access it, but it's for their benefit. And when you get into these plans, these monies can grow tax deferred. They can come out tax free if they're used for certain accredited universities and colleges, for books, tuition, as I just mentioned, even room and board, even some things like computers or printers and things like that. So basic stuff for the use of college. In some cases, you could even use it for private or religious schools, specifically those for grade schools, high schools, things like that. You can use it for that as well. I get some people I get from time to time, they are in private schools or they're in, type of private schools for their kids. They'll use these 529 plans for that kind of university for that very year. For those reasons, great. I think they're awesome. I think they're incredible, right? They can be a great opportunity, especially where you're using it very short term. The 529 plan can work as well for college. The only issue is, of course, is that what's going to happen to the stock markets, right? Because your money's invested there. As time goes on, as the kid gets older, they take more and more money away from the stock market and more into stable funds, right? But what happens in the meantime? What happens if the market does tank 20% or so? What if you start moving into, because of the age, they start moving to conservative funds, right by the time the market's trying to recover and it doesn't make as big of a return on the recovery, could that be an effect? So those are a few of the issues I have is one, of course, you don't have control of where the money's being invested. They choose that for you. Two, one of the big problems with this that can be a weakness is that if you don't use it for college, let's just say the kid gets a scholarship. Yes, they can try to be used for other things, but they can tax you and even penalize you for touching that money. And when it's taxes, ordinary income tax too. At least you're going to have a 10% penalty for not using it for those things. But often you get taxed and penalized, much like pulling out a 401k before you're 59 and a half, right? So you have those issues that if they don't need it, or maybe the kid decides to go and do a vocational thing, maybe they go and get trained as an apprentice. You know, maybe they go do a different line of work. Maybe they go into construction or something like that, which makes great money right now and a lot of demand, but maybe they don't need the university credit that they're going to get. That can be an issue. And yes, you can transfer it to other kids, but if this is your only kid, or maybe the other kid doesn't need it either, or they become an entrepreneur, then you have issues because now this money's sitting there and you're like, well, I guess I'm going to have to take the penalty and the tax hit. And so it's hard when you don't have a crystal ball to figure out if this is going to work. Hard not to have a crystal ball to see if the stock market's going to work in your favor. So what are the alternatives, right? Naturally, some people say, I'm just going to take that money and invest it, right? And you could. I mean, we talk about different types of funds on here that you can get paid pretty good returns and build that money up and then access it and use it however you want. Now, there may not be any tax advantages, but at least you're not restricted to how you use the money. It could be used for college. It could be used for other things they do. What if they don't go to college? Maybe you want to save it for when they're for their wedding day. You know, maybe it's a gift to give them, or maybe help them get into their first home, or maybe the launch, you help invest and launch them their new business venture. You can definitely do that. Or you can even use the strategy we've talked about on the show before. Now, can we use like what I refer to as the max ROI infinite banking, not just any infinite banking, but getting that best ROI possible, lowest cost, biggest return. Can you use a life insurance policy to save that money up to grow tax-free, come out tax-free, and use it for whatever the heck you want, right? And on top of that, while the kid is, you know, getting older, right? You're getting ready to go to college. You know, maybe they're 8, 9 years old right now. Maybe use that money to go and invest in those other things. So not only are you making money here tax-free, but now you're also making money over here, investing that money, and you double dip on your returns. And so a lot of times I get people come to me, they'll say, Chris, I've heard maybe you can use life insurance as an alternative to the 529. Is that true? And it's 100% true. Now here's I would say, the weakness of using the whole life policy on our child, you know, using them as the insured, you own it, you control it. You don't even have to give it to them. That's the nice thing. That is the advantage. The disadvantage is this, is that if you try to save up for college savings using them as the insured, because they're so young and because their insurance costs are so cheap, you can't really get a policy that you can put in much more than $5,000 or $10,000 a year. Well, on a 529 plan, you could actually put in quite a bit of money each year, usually at least the $15,000 plus for like the gift exemptions and that kind of thing. Most people don't even have to worry about that, but you can really load a ton of money into a 529 plan. That's an advantage it has over the life insurance. The disadvantage, of course, is you lose control, right? Now, here's how you get around that with the life insurance. Because yes, you can get a policy on your kids and the return's okay. But if you're pretty much about age 50 or younger and you're at least halfway decent health, right? At least standard, average, or better than average health, the policy might be better to be used on you rather than your kids. Because the truth is you can use the money because you own it, control it, whether you put the policy on them or on yourself or on a spouse or whomever you might put it on. The money is your money. It's in your control. And you get a lot more flexibility on you because as you're older, you can actually get a much higher amount to put in those policies. So where with kids, you might get limited to $5,000, $10,000, $12,000 a year max. With your own policy, you can put in up to 25% of your stated gross annual income, right? So if you're making $200,000 a year, you can put in up to $50,000 a year in this policy, you know, into just that one policy for that matter. You know, if you have a spouse, of course, you can put one on them too. So you can actually get these policies, even multiple policies, and use that money however you want. You can use it to invest and start to make a lot of more money that way. You know, I actually have one client where his kids are about 12, 13 years old. They're about preteen to teenagers. We're put in about $10,000 a year into each of their policies, right? The cool thing is he's pulling both these boys' money together, both his son's money, they're being pulled together. And then he's using that money to go and buy rentals or go and invest in different types of funds, like the ones we talk about on the show, or even the ones we coach people when we do consulting, like the one-on-one consulting. And so he's putting into these kind of funds, making the money to make even a higher return than he would probably get from the stock market and with less risk, right? All in the meanwhile, he's also earning money in the policy at the same time. Because if you haven't heard this concept of how we use this infinite banking, is that you borrow, you get a line of credit from your money to be able to invest. So your money's still in here growing and compounding, you know, tax-free interest of at least a 4 or 5% net tax-free return, which by the way, you compare that to an IRA, it's almost like getting more like a 7 to 8% return on your IRA when you have to pay taxes. But this is tax-free, right? It's like a Roth IRA, but with not with all the limitations. You don't have to worry about hitting that $6,000 a year limit. You can put in so much more money. So as a result, you can use that. Even if you do use your own policy, you can use the kids' policies, whatever you want to do. Just like this father on his sons, he got policies on his kids because he could put a decent amount in there, and he goes and he funds their policies. Now, my recommendation based on, you know, what I, you know, my experience has been, I would rather have you get a policy on you first, get on the parents first. Then once you've done that, then maybe if you want to get additional policies, get some on the kids too. It's not a bad idea to have a death benefit. I noticed that the death benefit is not really the huge, huge focus as I talk about this here. That is the purpose of life insurance, of course, right? You do want to have a death benefit, but that's not the thing that's allowing us to make this like a 529 plan, right? To do as a college savings alternative or an alternative to save for whatever you want, because it doesn't have to be used for colleges. It can be used for college or whatever you decide to do. Even if you put in your kids' names, right? They're the insured, you're the owner, you still control the money. So you might even decide down the road, you might say, you know, they're 25 years old. I think I'm going to change ownership to them and I'm going to let them be the owner of this policy now. And then you could turn it over to them. And the cool thing is they don't even know you have the policy on them, right? You're just using the money however you want to invest. Like I said, personally, I believe you would put the policies on yourself first, get the better return and the better flexibility using it for yourself. But if you're looking for more places to be able to put more money or even just to designate it, if it's a smaller amount you're putting away per year, great. You can put it on your kids too. And down the road, you can decide to gift it to them or you could say, nope, I'm keeping it for myself. It's mine, right? So again, lots of flexibility, lots of options there. That's the main advantage. It's flexible. It is tax-free no matter how you use it. There's no penalties. There's no stock market risk. It's certain guaranteed returns. But it also, you know, gives you that flexibility too. The downside is if you try to do it on just your kids, you're not going to have as much room to put as much money in as you can a 529 plan. And like I said, the 529 plan can be a great, it can be a great alternative in certain situations. But honestly, for me, I like control. I like to know that I can control the money. I like to have something that's more predictable and knowing that I can actually use that money to invest however I want. I can't go and invest my money from a 529 plan into buying real estate, but I can use the money from my life insurance to go invest in real estate, invest in business, or wherever I feel like. And so I like flexibility. I like options. And the fact that it's tax-free is pretty cool too. So anyways, guys, that's the basic rundown of this. You know, 529 can work, but there are much better alternatives where you can, especially if you use not just life insurance, but life insurance with other alternatives, other investments. You use those two combined together, you get a fantastic, fantastic way to build and grow your cash much faster than you would maybe gambling in a stock market that has high risk with lackluster returns a lot of times. So anyways, guys, if you have any questions on that, you can always reach out to us on our our Facebook page. We do have a Money Ripples Facebook page, but reach out to us on our website, moneyripples.com, go to the contact us page and say, hey, Chris, like, I'm curious, how would this work for me in my situation? Reach out to us. We can answer those questions for you there. Anyways, guys, I hope this was helpful. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.